Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So sexual harassment and assault that happens on flights is something that impacts both crew members and passengers. In terms of passengers' experiences, this ranges from groping or inappropriate touch by someone that's seated next to you, to inappropriate verbal comments, and there's actually been cases as well of sexual assault on flights, particularly overnight flights, red eyes, flights where there is a little bit more isolation, and the conditions would allow for that.
One of the things to think about is if you're on a plane, to make sure that you keep the arm rest down as one measure of defense.
It's really unfortunate that this is something that that any traveler has to worry about when you're on a flight.
Yeah.
And for many of us, when we're flying, it might be an experience for you that's anxiety-producing. So some of the ways that you can really think about your personal space when you're flying is, trying to establish boundaries by using your armrest, and of course, if anyone is invading your personal space, just feeling empowered to alert staff on the flight. So, if someone is brushing up against you in a way that you're not sure whether or not it's accidental or purposeful, it's worth it for you to make a complaint to ensure that you are feeling safe and comfortable during your flight. And unfortunately, people who perpetrate these crimes are oftentimes looking for passengers that might be, in some way more vulnerable, whether it's because they're asleep or they've taken a sleeping pill, because they are, have headphones on for any other reason.
We've heard the reports, I know you have too, about people who have been sexually assaulted, sexually violated on flights. And one of the things I found interesting is that there is no there's no clearinghouse for information on this. We don't know how big a problem it is unless we see the reports that are filed with police departments, for example.
Yes, so that is a huge aspect of this problem. And it is so disorienting for any person who experiences sexual harassment or assault. But if this is something that you experience on a flight while you're in transit, it's likely that you don't know what your best next step is, who to report to, and where to go for help. So in the case that you alert a flight attendant, some of them have training on calling either the local police or contacting the FBI. But sometimes an individual may not know who to report to right away, and those numbers aren't getting captured.
Many of the airlines have said that they want everyone to know they have zero tolerance for this. So would the first step be report it to the crew and seek their help?
Yes, and then what would be also important is that the crew has the appropriate level of training on how to respond to those requests, and of course that they also feel like their experiences are taken very seriously, because I think the challenge that is often the case for flight attendants and crew is that they haven't had extensive training on how to intervene or respond. Sometimes there have been instances where victims have said that the crew didn't really seem to take their report very seriously, or that they just told the person to stop. And there's other steps that they can take, like changing a person's seat.
It was interesting, too, even in thinking about it, I know they often say, and a lot of the advice is ask to change your seat, but the reality these days is that the planes are so crowded, there often isn't a seat to be changed to.
There always needs to be some sort of backup plan for that type of situation. There can't, it can't just be the case that a passenger's request is ignored because there is an ability to accommodate that. So that's something that there does, for the safety of all passengers, need to be more proactive planning about.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.